Okay, good afternoon, Carolina from the second years. What we've been doing with everyone else is just a quick update on the last presentation. And I think you've got a kind of big change, have you? From when we last spoke?
Yeah.
You were doing childhood trauma?
Yeah, okay. Sort of changed now.
Okay, good. To?
More of just my own childhood memories.
Okay, in a more uplifting way?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So talk to us, what are you going to create? How are you going to create it? And do you have any exhibition plans for your display?
The plan, I haven't done it, I have to do it. However, my experiment sort of, you could say, like, is sort of like my plan. So it's like physical, I don't know how to explain it. It's a physical plan. I haven't sketched it out.
Sorry to interrupt. Just by the end of this week, could I get a plan for you?
Yeah.
Really rough.
We could do a quick one now. Really quick one. So then we have an understanding.
Yeah.
So what will you be making, Carolina? Because I haven't seen you in a while.
Well, I was sort of just really experimenting with what I could do. And it's all rough, but it's the whole point of what I'm trying to get. So you could say it's like sort of a quilt. So I mixed up like fabrics and I just like added things. This one I didn't do much. I'm planning for my final piece to add these little googly sort of things. I don't know what they're called. I'm doing this differently because it didn't work out how I did it, because I used hot glue and like normal glue together to see if it would stick, but it didn't really work.
Got a few questions quickly, Carolina. The finishings of this.
Is
it supposed to be like that?
It's it on purpose. It's honestly just a rough experiment.
Oh, okay.
My final piece won't look like that.
And the eyes. Is there a reason for the eyes?
That was what was really striking me.
It's really childish, and I remember when I was younger, I'd do like little things and then put like googly eyes on it and stick it around.
Whatever your reasoning for that, you need to back it up with research.
Yeah.
Have you got any research surrounding that?
No. I sort of just came up with it now.
Okay.
So the whole process you're going through, were you inspired by somebody or did it just come to you?
Some things were inspired by others and some things literally just came from me and what I did as a child. So I have to sort of write about that.
Because obviously, excuse me, I'm losing my voice. Obviously, we've got to find marks for you. And the part of that is finding out how you got to where you were and where you're going to go with it. So we need to know what research you did to bring you to this point, who inspired you, several people hopefully, and what you're trying to say. All of it is a narrative. So I can't get to your blog at the moment. It seems to have stopped. But hopefully there's something on your blog that will tell us that, and if there isn't, we need it. Do you have a sketchbook or anything that you could grab?
Downstairs.
Would be helpful, thank you. Awesome. Another story.
The problem is some of the research that I've looked into, the main research that relates to this is on my docs.
Yeah.
But then I sort of did experiments which also relate to what I'm trying to do. My final piece, like I'm thinking of like, for instance, a big blanket, it's like sort of like a metaphor of it being like a bed with just objects on top that's messy. But it's like objects of mine that I had as a kid, so like a toy or like a piece of clothing, but I was going to add embellishments to it.
That sounds nice. I think the idea is good, but having seen you flick through there, I didn't see any real research.
Yeah. It's all online.
But it's not on the blog.
No, it like the research to go into my sketchbook.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
we just need obviously to help you with it if we can.
Have you looked at any textiles fine artists that have made any sort of quilts?
It wasn't exactly quilts, but it was like Lisa showed me. I was looking into it yesterday. Oh, what was her name? She does embroidery, and it was like doodles.
I think that maybe that's the route you need to go.
Yeah.
I would suggest that only because it's got more sort of textiles related things to you rather than a blanket with items placed on top.
There was this student in that goes to Bournemouth that I found on Instagram who did something related to that, so that's where I sort of looked at that and I was like,
okay, well,
yeah,
maybe
which
you can
I need to
combine some of those elements.
Yeah.
So in terms of your final piece, what is that? What it's going to be? What you just explained? Can you quickly just scribble it out for me so I can understand? And then maybe we could use this as part of your exhibition.
So let's say that this is the blanket, for instance.
Will it be hanging on a wall?
Yeah.
Will it be flat?
Hanging on the wall.
Hanging on a wall, okay. Will you be making the blanket?
I'm going to go to charity shops and buy the fabrics that I need. So I'll find, like, beddings that...
Will it be patchwork like this? Okay.
It'll be much...
Okay, so you're doing quilting.
Yeah. Yeah. Then let's say let's say this is like the quilt thing, just like that, for instance. Well, this is what I'm sort of imagining it now. It could change. Let's say that. So you got this, and then you could have like a piece of clothing. I can't draw. Oh God.
That's okay. Don't worry. It doesn't have to be detailed.
Yeah. So like a piece of clothing or like a toy on it. And then also, I want to add phrases, but they were going to be from this childhood series that I watched. I did research on it, and it's like lyrics from the songs in that show, and it's really like sweet and
what
sentimental.
What kind of phrases will they be?
So it was there's this song called Here Comes a Thought, and it's like about like if a bad thought comes to you, you sort of just let it go. Then there was... there's this other song in that show called Love, like, oh my God, I'm panicking. Love Like You, and it talks about also love, so it's all just really sweet. I'll show you when I have the lyrics.
Well, maybe if that's a piece of inspiration for you and you want to include some of those quotes, and maybe some of the items embellished within your quilt could relate to that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Could they all marry up so that it's got more cohesion?
Yeah.
How big do you envision making this blanket? Because quilting takes a while. It's quite a long process. How big do you think it will be? If you're talking about children's blankets, they're not that big, are they?
You could say, well, I'm trying to think, because in course time management, could be like...
I would say bigger.
Yeah.
I'd probably say about 3 times this.
Yeah.
Depending on the size of child.
Yeah.
Like, when you talk about your memories from being a child, is there a specific time and period, like age range that you were? Were you 5? Were you 6? 10?
8 to 9 years old.
Hmm.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't matter. You can make it any size, but it has to be big enough to be a piece of art.
Mm-hmm.
And how are you going to present it? You're going to just hang it, or are you going to put it on a little tiny bed, or are you going to...
The only option for me right now is hanging, because I'm thinking of time management.
Because
if I think anything else above, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to actually get to it. So I'm going to keep with hanging for now. However, next week, for instance, when I start making it, I might change my mind completely.
Then, well, Chantal's going to ask you for...
plans. So I'll be planning.
So plan A, plan B, plan C.
That's what I'm going to do.
Be the way to
and
go.
Get some, and do some research. So see how other people have done it.
Yes.
Because it all helps. You might think, oh, I'm cheating. I'm looking at what other people are doing. No, that's research.
That's what artists do.
Yeah. All artists steal.
They borrow good ideas and do it slightly differently.
Yeah. Exactly. They synthesise the idea into something else.
Yeah, I don't think the quilt has to be big. Because, like, I'm thinking also, like, those small quilts that, like, looks like a toy and, like, kids would have it and it was quite precious to them, like, smaller things, not something too big, since it can be quite overwhelming.
Yeah.
Well, if you made it small enough, you could put it in a little Moses basket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true, actually.
That
is.
And if you're thinking about hanging T-shirts or incorporating T-shirts, then they might have to be, like, baby-sized T-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
So they don't take over all of your artwork. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's even smaller.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd be a little careful with your embellishments and their placements, because they can be a little bit lost. Does that make sense?
Yeah, this was mostly just practicing with different
techniques.
Weeks.
Did you do the 5-week course with Margarita?
Yeah. So
is there anything from that that you can utilise that she taught you?
I'm thinking, what it was, couching.
Couching,
okay.
Good, well, things to think about.
Yeah.
Just incorporate, try and incorporate some new techniques, you know. Like, instead of gluing beads on, could you textile embellishments? Unless the beads are really necessary to your project. Well, even this is better, the stitching one, rather than the gluing.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So this is a mini mock-up.
Mini mock-up.
Yeah. Be careful with this.
Yeah, I basically ordered off Amazon the sticks for the hot glue gun, but they're glittery, so then they'll actually look much better, and then this won't happen, the spillages.
What is this supposed to represent?
Mess.
Mess, okay.
Vomit.
Vomit.
Skitties.
Yeah.
Like arts and crafts.
Okay, cool. Have you used the digital embroider downstairs?
No, I don't actually know how to use it.
Because if you've got any lovely little motifs or even some type that you really wanted to incorporate, the digital embroider might work really well for you.
That's true.
Unless you wanted this sort of scratchy.
Yeah, it was like as
fun.
If
I get the relationship, but it's kind of hard to read. I don't know what it says.
I am free. Yeah, that didn't work quite well because the thread just kept coming out. So I'll look into using that as well, and then I'll see which one I like the most.
How do you feel about these patchworky bits?
I think they need to be of highest quality you can manage. Obviously, this is a test, but everything has got to be done as beautifully as you can, unless you go completely the other way and say, I don't want it that way, but I don't think that's what this project's about. You need it to be the way you would treat a baby.
Yeah. I'd also be cautious of the fabric choices, colours and patterns, because they're quite jarring for me.
Yeah. This isn't really a baby colour, is it?
No.
You wouldn't have it there.
That's like 60s, 70s dresses.
It's a pair of shorts or something.
Or curtains.
Yeah.
Just be cautious, because you want, unless you want like the viewer to feel uneasy, like, oh, that was an assault on the eyes type thing, just be cautious with the clashing fabrics, because they can be really distracting from the work that you're putting in. Does that make sense? So I know you're going to the charity shop, but there's also Rachel's Textiles. Have you been there? Columbary. Do you know where, what's that pharmacy called at Columbary? Roseville Pharmacy?
Yeah.
Do you know where that
I've
is?
I've probably gone there, but I don't remember.
She's quite new,
yeah.
But she does already cut up swatches.
Oh, yeah.
Little squares.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Already cut up, all in really beautiful, sort of kitschy style patterns that are quite cheap. So it might be worth you having a look and buying little bundles of already cut fabrics, because
you don't want to be repeating colours.
Yeah.
You need it to be soft and beautiful.
Yeah, and you want it to portray the sort of childlike, playful vibe that you're after. And that might work really well.
Yeah, getting the digital embroiderer to do this would be great, wouldn't it?
Because all you need to do is get Ben over, prepare what you want to have printed, and he can do that with you.
Yeah, draw it up.
So you've got you've got a good idea, Carolina. I think you need to be really sort of, this is what I'm going to do right now, because time is really of the essence. I would make it a priority to go to Rachel's Textiles, go to the charity shops. The thing is with the charity shops is you're not guaranteed to find what you want there. So it might be that you have to purchase a few fabrics, yeah? You might find one bed sheet that's perfect and you can cut that in into little bits. But if you already have cut squares ready to go, just something I'd do, make my life a bit easier.
I might be able to get you something with Baby Basics as well, which might be useful. They might have something spare. It's a charity, but they sometimes have too much of certain things, which might just help.
Good idea. Yeah. Okay, fab. How are you feeling then?
It's good. Art should feel like that. Art should always feel as a
on
pressure.
Yeah.
If it's all too easy, then it's not art. It's just doing a job. Art should be right on the edge of what you can do.
Yeah.
But I think this is a good idea. I think it just needs developing a bit more before creating your final piece. Yeah? Okay. Thank you, Carolina. Any questions?
No.
So don't forget, bring your blog up to date as you go along. Because I know you've kind of got it all together. You just need to get it on the blog. But that's where you're going to get the marks.